We are always interested in technology, in surveys or campaigns that can help level the playing field for blind and partially sighted people. And for many disabled people, it can be just access to shops, it could be transport, it could be websites, a whole host of things which can level the playing field, if you like. Now, UN's Guide is an organisation set up to help with just that. Now, today, to learn a bit more about UN's Guide and about their latest access survey, we have with us Robbie Crowe. Robbie, thank you for joining us.
No worries at all, Alan. Thank you very much for having me on.
So tell me first of all, Robbie, a little bit about the background then to UN's Guide.
So UN's Guide is a website which exists in order to provide disabled access reviews. So whether that be for a cafe or a museum or a restaurant, right through to a theme park, a water park, or even just a walk in the park. And the reviews that we have are all made by disabled people for disabled people. Essentially, we are TripAdvisor for disabled people. So if you go somewhere and you think it is particularly accessible, then you would log on to UN's Guide, you would review it, and then people could come on and search for different places to go. And it was started by Ewan and his sister Kiki. Ewan is a full-time powerchair user, and increasingly they were struggling to find places to go. So they started up UN's Guide in order for disabled people to really share experiences and to give people the lowdown on the good places to go for accessibility. Our reviews encompass everything from wheelchair users, mobility aid users, right through to visually impaired and hearing impaired people. I myself am actually registered blind and I use the website all the time.
Has the website itself sort of grown in popularity over the years with, you know, people getting out and about more and they're looking for more access and they want more places to be accessible, whether, as you say, you know, that's a restaurant, cinema, theatre, etc.?
Definitely. When the website first started, a lot of the reviews tend to be very, very Edinburgh-centric. Now we have different types of reviews from all over the UK. And indeed, last month, we even had a review from a quadruple amputee who climbed Kilimanjaro at the end of October. So the types of reviews and the variance in the reviews has grown, as well as the location, and we are striving to become worldwide.
So it's a bit like TripAdvisor for disabled people. Would you agree, though, that, you know, when someone with a disability or a sensory impairment finds somewhere that's good or bad, you know, it really spreads like wildfire, word of mouth or websites, etc.?
And, you know, you're right. The good news and the bad news about venues spreads very quickly. And what we try to do is we will publish negative reviews. However, we strive to really make all of our reviews positive. And that's not to try and keep on this side of the venues. It's actually because we would much rather have a website full of places people can go rather than places people can't. We want UN's Guide to be the go-to place for disabled people to find the places that they can visit and to discover new places.
It would be great for service providers as well then to look at UN's Guide to see, you know, what the good reports are, what the good points are, what they should be doing to be more inclusive.
We will always contact the venue regardless of whether it's a good or a bad review, but if they happen to be a negative review, then we will often try and put the reviewer in touch with the venue in order to try and work with the venue. We have had facilities improve their offering through UN's Guide reviews.
Now, you have the, I suppose, the 2018 Access Survey on at the moment. Tell me more about that.
The 2018 Access Survey really exists in order to allow disabled people, their friends and their family, to share their experiences of venue access. So we ask you some short questions, really to get your experience of visiting new venues and visiting venues that you know, and it gives disabled people really a chance to share. So, for example, you know, last year we found out 95% of disabled people try to find disabled access information about somewhere before they visit for the first time. So by knowing that, venues can really know that their access information on the website really needs to be up to date.
And if people would like to learn more about UN's Guide or take part in the survey, Robbie, how do they do that?
So we would encourage anyone who wants to take part in the Access Survey, because that gives you an opportunity to really share your experience of disabled access and really play your part in helping disabled access become better all over the UK. You can take part in the survey by going to unsguide.com/survey. I should probably point out that UN is spelled E-U-A-N. It's unsguide.com/survey. You can find us online at unsguide.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram by searching for Ewan's Guide. You can give us a call on 0131 510 5106 or you can drop us an email at hello@ewansguide.com.
Robbie, thanks so much for telling us all about Ewan's Guide and thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries at all, Alan. That's fine. Thanks for having me.